paragraph Tesvov. V'zeh b'chinas chalitza. And this is tied into the mitzvah of chalitza. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki zeh hanifter b'lo bonim chas v'shalom, because a Jew who passes away without having had any children, pogam b'b'chinas he'oras ben v'talmud kanal, that person is lacking regarding this light of the son and the student. Ki ben v'talmud hu ha'chalifus she'tzrichem ha'ashra achrov brocha, because the son and the student, that's the replacement that a person is required to leave over a blessing, she'ishor mimenu bonim v'talmidim hagunim, to leave behind children and students who are good, who are really good, kidei she'yamshichu hadas ha'kodesh bo'ilam hazeh gam achar istalkusoy, so that they will continue that parent's that rabbi's das in the world, even after the parent or the rabbi leaves the world. Kemavoyer heitev b'maimar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on over there in that chapter on Likutei Moran. V'zeh hanifter b'loy bonim, this person who passes away without children, lo yizocho lahashir sheiris boretz, they weren't privileged to leave behind a remainder in the world. Upogam bebechinas hadas shua horas ben v'talmid, and therefore there's a lacking, there's a deficiency in the das, which is this light of the son and the student. V'ikar hapegam nimshach mi pegam hashtikanal, and usually when we talk about any kind of deficiency or defect in the das, it's related to this issue of the silence. Shehu ikar hatikun, which we said is the main tikkun of chokhma and das and everything, is the silence, knowing when to be quiet. V'ikar hapegam as a result of the fact that the person was lacking something regarding this issue, the silence, that's what didn't allow them to continue in the world, to remain in the world. Because when a person doesn't put in the effort to leave their das behind in children and students, nimtza shehu roitzel istalik has shaman oilam legamri. Then that person, when that person's leaving the world, they intend to leave totally. That they're leaving and they're not leaving anything behind. It's like a person moving out of an apartment and making sure to take everything with them. They're not leaving anything behind. Sheyal erak lemala, meaning that the individual will go only up. They're going upstairs, and they're not leaving any part of themselves behind down below. This is an example of too much light. This is a concept of too much light. Where the person doesn't constrict the light and limit the light in a measured way, to make sure that the light is not just going up, but to make sure that the light is going down. Shezehu ikar kiyum hoilam. And that's the whole concept of the continuity of the world. You know, the world being able to continue. Shezeh b'chinas, this is what the Gemara says, loitoyu boro lo sheves yotzra. Hashem did not create the world for it to become nothing. Hashem created the world to be inhabited. That we should, that even after one generation leaves, there's a new generation that takes over and continues. Shekol echod lufi b'chinosoi tzorech lehishtadel la'asois kelim, sheyekablu oyer hadas, each and every single Jew on their level has to put in the effort to produce vessels, to make vessels which will receive the light of das and will contain and hold the das, so that the world will be full of human beings, meaning people who have das. This was the instruction that Hashem gave to Adam and Chava when he said, fill up the world. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Hashem didn't mean fill up the world with cattle, with cows, with monkeys. Hashem meant fill up the world with human beings, people who have das, people who recognize Hashem. שזהו בחינס בונם ותלמידים. That's the concept of children and students. שצריכים להשאיר אחריו, which every Jew has to try that they should remain even after he leaves the world. שזהו עיקר שלמוס הנשמה. That's the completion of a person's soul. כי אין שלמוס לנשמה, אפילו אם הוא צדיק גדול מאוד מאוד. Listen to these words now. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, a soul is not complete, even if he's a very, very great tzaddik. And he's zeicha to go up to very, very high spiritual levels. Unless the person makes sure to leave his das down below, also in his students and in his children. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. And a person, a Jew, who was not privileged to do this, then that person is only going up. Knows when that person passes away, they're going up without keeping a connection downstairs, without keeping things going down below. That's a concept of too much light, going too high. Since he doesn't have vessels which can receive that light and das. Ki kol hakelim nasim al yidei hashtika, because vessels are created through silence. Shehu bechinas tzimtzum ha'or. Silence is an aspect of constricting the light, limiting the light. Shaydei zeh oisin kelim. That's how you produce these kelim, these vessels. Bonim v'talmidim, children and students. Lekabel oyer hadas b'madrog b'mido, who can receive that das in a measured way, in a measured, calculated way. V'al kein, and therefore, ze hanifter b'loy bonim chas v'shalom, a person who leaves the world without children, hu mido keneged mido. In a sense, Hashem is responding in the same way that person acted. Because that person was not privileged to enlarge, to increase in the world, meaning lahashir she'eris boretz, to leave behind a presence that remains in the world even after that person leaves the world. V'sovar she'istalik rak lamala kanal, and the person thought that they'll just go up. What's wrong with going up? Alkein onshoy she'eino yochoy la'alos klal. Then the punishment for that is chashom, that the person cannot go up at all. Ve'eino yzoicho le'o le'pargoyda d'malka. The person is not privileged to enter into the curtain of the king, like into the king. Ki yefshar la'alos l'malo kim kishenisha memenu hashor l'mato kanal. Because it is impossible for a person to go up unless they made sure to leave behind a remainder down here, a way that their das can continue. V'alkein hu tzorich l'istakein al yidei ochiv. And therefore the tikkun for this person comes through their brother, shemiyabeim ishtoi, who performs the mitzvah of yibum with the wife of the brother who passed away, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven passes away without having had any children. Reuven's wife, Rachel, by Shimon marrying Rachel, Reuven's wife, his dead brother's wife, according to the laws of Yibum, ve'oz niktan v'nistzamtzem oyer nishmose b'yoser. When that happens, the soul of the first brother, the one who died, shrinks even smaller, even lower. Why? Ki itse ime, because his wife becomes his mother. The Zohar Kodesh explains that when a person leaves the world in that manner and the yibum is performed and they have a child, his brother has a child with the first brother's wife, the child that's born is the brother that passed away. The soul of the brother that passed away returns in the child. So this person, who a few days ago his wife was Rachel, now Rachel is his mother. Nimtza sheyoyreid v'nitzamtzem beyoyser betzimtzum gadol ma'od. So this person has gone down. He's shrunk. Here he was a husband. Now he became a son of the same wife. V'ze ikar tikunoi v'aliyosoi. And this is his tikun. This is his aliyah. This helps him go up. Ki ikar tikunoi al yedei tzimtzum ho'er kanal. Because his main tikun is through the shrinking of the light. Because again, he seemed to be wanting to go up without going down. His tikun is the yerida, the shrinking, the going down. Nimtza she'ochiv hayovo mesake nishma sameis. So the brother who's performing the yibum, Shimon, who's marrying his brother's wife, umekayim shmoy al nachlosoi. He's rectifying the soul of the brother who passed away, and he's establishing the brother's name al nachlosoi on his heritage, on his descendants. Umamshich hasharosoi lamato, and he's drawing the light of the brother down. He's drawing it into this world, and not only into this world, but down. Before he was his brother, now he's his son. He brought it down a level. V'alkein, im einoi chofetz liyabem, and therefore, if the brother, the living brother, refuses to perform yibum on his brother who passed away, his wife, ve'einoi yochoi lahamshich ha'oras hadas shel ben v'talmid, and therefore, he's not going ahead and drawing that das of the Ben and Talmud, shehu b'chinas hatikun hanas al yedei yibum kanal, which is the rectification that's accomplished through the mitzvah of yibum. Al kein, what do we do instead of yibum? V'cholzo na'al me'al ragloi. The woman removes the shoe from the foot of the living brother. V'omu rabbi senuzal, and our rabbis tell us, Ke'ovel uchemenuda, she's showing that this living brother is now in a status of a mourner, or a status of somebody who's been excommunicated, who has to take off his shoes, remove his shoes. Kimeachar she'ein boi das l'sake nishmas hames, because this brother is showing that he does not have the das to correct, to fix the soul of his brother who passed away, lachzer ulahamshich oras ben v'talmid boilam, to help the brother who passed away, to help him draw his das into the world in the form of a son or a student, in sons and students, al kein ein loy minolayim. That shows that he doesn't have shoes. Ki ikur haminolayim nas na ide ashtiko hametzamtzemes. Because as we learned before, that shoes, which are like a fence around the foot, are the same as the silence, that quiet, that silence that's mitzamtzem the dibur. And a person, a Jew, whose das has left him, kemoi ovel, like a person who's in mourning because a close relative passed away, that close relative was a package of das. Every Jew has a soul, a neshama. A neshama is a package of das. So this person has lost some das, like a person in mourning or a person who's been put into excommunication. Chayev b'chalitzat menolim. They are required to remove the shoes, to show this histalkus hadas. And through the wife, Reuven's wife, Reuven, the brother who passed away, through, by his wife removing the shoe of Shimon, the one who was supposed to do the yibum, Aideze mislabeshes nishmas hameis boze haminol. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the soul of the brother who passed away, Reuven's soul, cloaks itself in that shoe. It takes that shoe as its garment, in a sense. Ki nishmas hameis hoiso kshura beregel ochiv. Because Reuven's soul, the brother Reuven who passed away, his soul was attached to the foot of his brother Shimon. When a brother leaves the world, he doesn't have children, his soul clings to the foot of his living brother, hoping for a tikkun through him. כמו שכוסה בזוהר הקודש, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, כי עיקר תיקן המס על ידי צמצום האור. Rav Nosson Zal is reiterating this, because one of the main things that a person who passes away has to accomplish is the constriction of the light. A person passes away, they're going up. Rav Nosson Zal stressed us, there's no such thing as going up without going down, or without remaining downstairs also. Otherwise, it's incomplete. Shetzrichen achshav letzamtzamoi betachlis hatzimtzum. The main tikkun for this brother who passed away is the tzimtzum of the light, where we have to shrink the light and limit it to the ultimate degree. Shehu bechinas minol. That's what's the ultimate constriction? A shoe. Shehu tachlis hatzimtzum. That's the super tzimtzum. Why? Ki hu levush av. Because a shoe is a grubby article of clothing. A shoe isn't, you have a suit, you have a tie, you have a shirt. Those are elegant clothes, you know, the elegant clothes of a person. The shoe, even though, again, today we have these turkeys and characters who buy alligator shoes, you know, shoes made of alligator leather that cost $3,000, that cost more than your whole wardrobe. But we're talking about normal, regular people. By regular, ordinary people, they know their suit, their tie, their hat, their this. Those are the more important articles of clothing, the more stylish, the more, you know, the things that are more classy in terms of clothing, whereas the shoe is more mundane. It's a practical thing that you have to have, you know, to be able to walk. Hulavush av. It's a thick type of garment. Levush haraglin, and it's the garment for the lowest part of the body. The head, the top of the body is the most important. You have the heart, you have the arms, the shoes are going on the bottom of the feet. Visharoshoi nimshach misoid hashtiko hel yoinakanam. And yet, even though the bottom of the feet is all the way downstairs, and the shoes are all the way downstairs, you know where they're rooted? They're rooted up in the keser. Upstairs, like we mentioned the previous shir, the statement kimin olayim, kitfilin kach min olayim. The connection between tfilin, which is worn on around the head like a crown on the head, and tfilin is made of leather and shoes are leather. The shoes, which are all the way down, the super tzimtzum, are rooted all the way on top in the keser, which is also shtika. It's also a fence, a tzimtzum. V'alkein hayovom yoyresh nachlas oviv. And this is also why the yovom, the brother who performs yibum, inherits, he receives the inheritance of the father. V'ikr tikkun hayibum hu lahokim shem hames al nachlosoi. And the way that the Gemara, the way the Torah describes the tikkun of the yibum, this procedure of yibum is to establish the name of the brother who passed away on his inheritance. Al nachlosoi daiko. On his inheritance, it says. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki hanachlo hi ho ashirus v'haparnoso lehodom. Because inheritance that a person receives, or not just inheritance, but a person's, what's the word I'm looking for nachlo? A person's, not possessions, there's another word, heritage, another word, what a person owns. All right, we'll see if it comes to me. Umi shezoiche liyo, and Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in that chapter in the Kutumran, umi shezoiche liyo is ish chayil. A person who stands up to the plate, he's serious, determined, powerful. How? A person who girds his loins to go out there to do battle, al yedei klolius ben v'talmid, by that person being zeichet to combine both kinds of das, the das of the ben and talmid, who zeichet leheoras harotzoin, al yedei haparnosa daika, that person, when they're eating or when they're involved in acquiring parnosa, anything related to their livelihood, they can experience he'oras harotzoin, that highest light called rotzoin. Al yedei parnosa daika, in their livelihood, in their gashmius, in a sense. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes there, V'ato noisein lohem es ochlam be'itoi. You give them, you provide them their parnoso, their livelihood, their food, be'itoi, at its proper time. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, that the time of eating and the time of earning a livelihood is a time of potential he'ora sarotzoin, when a person can receive this very high light, if the person is serious, if he's not being a slouch, if he's very determined and serious. V'alkein tzorich hayovam l'sakein hanachla, and that's why the yovam, the one, the brother who's doing the ibum, has to rectify this nachla, this inheritance, sheshom he'ora sarotzoin. It's in the possessions that is found this potential he'ora sarotzoin, shehu b'china shtika, which is the silence. He'ora sarotzoin is another word for makifin, for this silence. Shehu ikar he'oras ben v'talmed, and that's one of the most important aspects of this light, this das of the son and the student, knowing when to be silent. Shezehu ikar tikun hayibum, and this is the main tikun of this procedure called yibum.